This is Bob Emmons speaking for Skidumpa Library. I'm interviewing my friend Bob Urich for a Skidumpa sketch. Bob's a retired civil engineer. He had a corporation, a company. He worked all around the world building structures such as nuclear power plants, hospitals, bridges, high-rise buildings. And he's had a lot of interesting experiences, but the story he's going to tell today is certainly one of the most fascinating that I've ever heard. Bob.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. I just wanted to tell you that I'm want to just share a story that had probably the most profound impact on my 78 years of life so far. And it takes place 40 years ago. This is in the late 80s. And I was a brand new Christian attending church for the first time. And this particular church was supporting a missionary school in Haiti. And during this period of time, just before this, there was a hurricane in Haiti that had quite a bit of damage to the school. And the school was one that trained pastors to go out into Haiti. And they had a pretty large group of students at that particular time. And we were asked to go down to Haiti for 2 weeks and repair the roof of the school building. And that would involve, of course, a lot of carpenters, and there were quite a few in the church, and there were a lot of volunteers. And I was extremely busy at that time. I was just starting another office up in Ohio, and I just didn't have time to do this. I told my wife that. And but if you knew my wife, she's a very loving woman. We've been married 55 years now, but a little on the pushy side. And she thought that I should go on this trip when they go. And I just tried to tell her no. But I finally, being the good husband that I was, finally just told her, I said, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll go down there and I'll do it only if someone drops out, because this is going to take place in another week. So if somebody drops out, I'll just volunteer to go. So that satisfied her. That satisfied the person that was leading the team, and everybody was happy. Got home about 3 or 4 hours later. Sure enough, somebody dropped out. So here I go. I'm going to Haiti. And I said, well, maybe it won't be too bad. I could just kind of use it as a vacation. Maybe even learn something about carpentry. And so the 10 of us, we got on a plane, went down to Haiti, landed in Port-au-Prince, a very large city, and got into these mini buses and traveled about 4 hours down to Lakai in these dirt roads. I mean, we were out in the boonies. We arrived at this large compound, and there's quite a few buildings on it, but the largest building was this school building. And we were taken out to that area, and we were told by the director that he didn't want a roof on the building. He wanted a second floor of reinforced concrete. Everybody looked at each other and said, I don't know anything about concrete. And the cry went through the whole 10 of us, actually 9 of us, and we had a little meeting, find out what in the world we're going to do. And the question came up, does anyone know anything about reinforced concrete? Nobody raised their hand, so finally I raised mine, since that was the main thing that I was doing at that time. And they immediately put me in charge of the project. So the first thing I did was I took the whole gang and we started walking around the building to find out what we're going to be doing. And sure enough, there was the sand, there was cement, there was gravel, everything you needed to do the concrete, even a mixer. But there was no shoring and no forming. How in the world are we going to hold up all of that concrete on the second floor without shoring and forming? We can't do it. It's impossible. We can't go out onto the economy because we are out in the boonies. There's two stores in town. They're both grocery stores, dirt roads, and little huts with thatch roofs all around. That's the best you're going to get. And it looked like the project was over. But like every good team, they had one fella came up with the right answer. He was a young pastor that just recently had joined the church. And he got us all together and he says, "Listen, why don't we pray?" What a great idea for a church group, huh? So we got together, a little palm tree that was right next to this building. And he asked us to hold hands. I had never held hands with another man, but, you know, I obeyed. And we all sat around and he says, "Let's pray just for this project." And we did. Short little prayers went all the way around to the 10. And I'll tell you, I'd never had that feeling before or since in my life. There was an awe that just went on me that just brought the hairs on the back of my neck up. I couldn't explain it. And we just broke up and we started walking around and the bell went off for lunch. So we all went up the hill, beautiful area overlooking the Caribbean, this big field and building there. And we're all eating, and this young boy, about 8 years old, comes running into the compound, and he says, "There's a truck coming. There's a truck coming." Well, this is Lakai. There are no trucks in this area. But sure enough, we could see the dust on the road, and this truck starts coming up the hill, and we come running down the hill. Driver jumps out, and we asked him what he's doing there. And he told us he had a load of lumber and other materials from a big project that they did way up in the northern part of Haiti. And they found out because of the hurricane, there was so much damage that we might be able to use some of this. And so we took the tarp off. And what do you think we found? Shoring and forms. We took it down to the project, unloaded it, and sure enough, it was more than enough for our project. Now, that in itself is quite a story, but just wait, there's more. We put the shoring up, and after about 1.5 weeks came the big day to pour. And if you've ever been in Haiti, it is hot. It gets so hot down in the morning, and in the afternoon even hotter, that we decided, well, let's start just about sunrise, and maybe we'll get through before the heat of the day really hits the project. Well, I asked if there's how many other people knew how to finish concrete. And guess how many hands we got? None. I was the only one. And do you think we bought trowels? Nobody had any trowels. We had carpentry tools to do a roof. So I made a couple floats and trowels out of wood, do the best I can. And I told them to start mixing the concrete, started to pour it, and I was going to finish it. And I started, and I got so far behind, and here I'm working for only an hour or so, and I'm exhausted. And I wanted to stop, and just then, this man appears. I'd been there for 1.5 weeks, and I'd never seen him before. He was a tall Haitian man, or beautiful build, and they're beautiful people. They have high cheekbones and nice smile. Didn't say a word to me. But in his hands, he held 4 brand new steel trowels. I have no idea where he got them. And he leaned down, didn't say a word to me. He put his big hand, he was about 6'5", a giant of a man, and put his hands on mine with these new trowels and showed me the proper way to finish concrete. And I started to get the hang of it. He left me. He got in one corner. I got in one. And we went ahead and we finished that whole floor. And what I'm telling you, it was a big area. And I was exhausted. It was about 9 o'clock at night. Still a little bit of sun. And the director from the school came back down. And I asked him, I said, "Who is that man over there in that corner?" And he looked and he says, "I've been here for 25 years. I've never seen him in my life." I said, "That was kind of interesting," but I didn't think too much of it. we all got together for a picture, and you know, in front of our slab that we just poured. And I asked him to come over, and I looked around, and he was gone. Now, the school building that we were working on is out in the open. There's a big area that we can look to see, and I wanted to call him to get into the picture. Nowhere to be seen. I didn't think too much of it. We packed everything up, went home, and I told my wife the story. And I got to this detail, and she looked at me, and she said, "The Lord sent you an angel." And I got all shaky, teary-eyed, and I said, "Of course."
Thank you, Bob. Brilliant story. This is Bob Emmons for Skidumpa Sketches. Thank you for listening.